This Sunday, June 21st, is Father's Day, and so I read to you today from an excellent little book by Henry Nouwen entitled The Return of the Prodigal Son. Nouwen is describing God the Father. God, creator of heaven and earth, has chosen to be first and foremost a father. As Father, He wants His children to be free, free to love. That freedom includes the possibility of their leaving home, going to a distant country, and losing everything. The Father's heart knows the pain that will come from that choice, but His love makes Him powerless to prevent it. As Father, He desires that those who stay at home enjoy His presence and experience His affection. But here again, He wants only to offer a love that can be freely received. He suffers beyond telling when His children honor Him only with lip service while their hearts are far from Him. As Father, the only authority He claims for Himself is the authority of compassion. That authority comes from letting the sins of His children pierce His heart. From the deep inner place where love embraces all human grief, the Father reaches out to His children. The touch of His hands, radiating inner light, seeks only to heal. Here is the God I want to believe in, a Father who, from the beginning of creation, has stretched out His arms in merciful blessing, never forcing Himself on anyone, but always waiting. Never letting His arms drop down in despair, but always hoping that His children will return so that He can speak words of love to them and let His tired arms rest on their shoulders. His only desire is to bless.